As the US prepares to take all its troops out of Iraq by the end of this year, it's also moving to counter attempts by Iran to exploit the situation. In a series of interviews, the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned Iran not to underestimate the United States' continuing commitment to a stable Iraq. In Washington, North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran shouldn't misread America's exit from Iraq.
Well, I think Iran should look at the region. We may not be leaving military bases in Iraq, but we have bases elsewhere. We have support and training assets elsewhere. We have a NATO ally in Turkey. You know, the United States is very present in the region.
None of which has escaped the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who said this in an interview with CNN.
What are the American bases doing in our region? During the current year, they made military contract amounting to $90 billion with the countries of the region. We have no problems of the people of the United States. We love them. We have problems with the government of the United States.
In making the comments, Ahmadinejad couldn't resist an extra dig at the US, honing in on the Obama administration's sorest spot.
And the United States is doing a very ugly thing. They're spending so much money for these military bases. They can spend this money for the American unemployed.
Those who'd argued for a continued US troop presence in Iraq warn of the risk that the country could descend into civil war after America's 39,000 remaining soldiers leave at the end of the year. But Hillary Clinton emphasises it's a timetable not of this administration's making.
Well, honestly, I think that they should have raised those issues when President Bush agreed to the agreement to withdraw troops by the end of this year. I feel like this is a debate that is looking backwards instead of forwards. Now, are the Iraqis all going to get along with each other for the foreseeable future? Well, let's find out.
The Secretary of State is at pains to point out America isn't abandoning Iraq.
We are providing a support and training mission. We will be there on the ground working with the Iraqis. And I just want to add that no one should miscalculate America's resolve and commitment to helping support the Iraqi democracy, and I hope that Iran and no one else miscalculates that.
For Barack Obama, there are also calculations of a different sort. Politically, Iraq could amount to a foreign policy victory, as long as things don't deteriorate after America leaves.
If he has success in this Iraq pullback, it will be very helpful to him.
That's the former chairman of General Electric, Jack Welch. But he also makes the obvious point that it's domestic policy and the economy that Barack Obama must master.
I do think presidents can do something about economies, and I don't buy that they can only do foreign policy. Mm-hmm.
But Barack Obama's strength as a commander-in-chief and demonstrable success in foreign policy could end up being more of a factor in the election than it seems now. The New York Times columnist David Brooks.
You know, the Middle East just doesn't go away. I had a briefing from a senior military person saying Iran is really no holds barred on their Iranian nuclear program. They're still a very aggressive regime. So I happen to think that there'll be some crisis before the next year, some talk mm-hmm. that the nuclear program may end up producing something by the next election. So I happen to think foreign policy will be much bigger than we think.
It's an analysis the White House will be hoping is on the money. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for The World Today.